Half an hour later, Felix decided the old man should have become a vid star instead of a soldier. Though when he really thought about it, about the stone, silent, and unhelpful figure on the command platform, there was little evidence that he was a soldier at all. In any case, the man handled the tour brilliantly. He had a genuine gift for using the vid, moving about through the bunker with the monitors in tow, explaining what this was or that did, sliding jokes in and out without a scratch. He projected the model image of the humble soldier forced by his own excellence up through the ranks. He was terribly handsome as well, his huge screen face somehow capable of intimacy despite the vastness. Paternal, brotherly, and grand at will, he was at the same time the commander, favorite uncle, wise man, king, drinking buddy, and dad. Sexy, too, Felix assumed, glancing at Schoen's upturned and attentive face. When the tour was almost over, the star was surprised with a plaque of gold, silver, and plasteel, for which all personnel had supposedly contributed. Felix had not, to his knowledge, contributed a thing. No one had asked him to. Perhaps, he thought ruefully, they solicit during briefing. Another thing they hadn't bothered him with. He glanced again at Schoen. There was nothing wrong with her. It was just Banshee. On impulse, he reached over and patted her hand. She smiled, trapped it with one of hers, and smiled warmly, scaring him.
"Want to go to a party?"
Schoen asked him when the show was over. She had left him briefly to huddle with her colleagues. She returned with an impish expression. "Where?"
"A party, Felix. There's a terribly festive, incredibly illegal party going on even as we speak. Shall we?"
He laughed. It was perfect. Of course these people would have a party afterward. He should have expected it. Before he'd go, he insisted on returning to the main seal and to the monitor banks beside it. The techs on duty before the screens assured him no trace of ant activity had surfaced. Further, there was no indication that any would appear. Felix nodded, allowed Schoen to lead him to the FET. In truth, he hadn't expected trouble. He would have been greatly surprised had there been any. But that wasn't why he had gone to the monitors. He had gone to the monitors to warn himself. Banshee. Ants. Death. Still. "Don't forget it," he thought to himself. He sighed. Was he being foolish? Was he... what the hell was he? He tossed the thoughts aside with another sigh and hurried to keep up with Schoen, anxious to rejoin her friends and the glowing novelty of this, their very first, really and truly, official ant war campout.